I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, June 17th. Two Quincy Public School principals are retiring, Southwest Middle School Principal John Francescini and Lincoln Hancock School Principal Ruth Whitmer have announced they are retiring this summer after more than 60 years of combined service. Francescini has worked for more than 30 years in the Quincy Public Schools, starting as a phys ed teacher, then a coach, assistant principal, and then principal of the former Sterling and now Southwest Middle School. And Whitmer has also got more than 30 years of service, including the past 14 as principal at Lincoln Hancock. She was also a teacher at Lincoln Hancock and assistant principal. Whitmer worked for three school superintendents. A bone marrow registry drive will be held this Saturday at Quincy High School to help find a match for Quincy High School student Priscilla Bonica. The 18-year-old student athlete has a rare life-threatening autoimmune blood condition that causes inflammation throughout her body. Her family says the prognosis is grim without a bone marrow transplant. The bone marrow registry drive is this Saturday from 11 to 3 in the parking lot on Russell Park behind Quincy High School. The test involves a cheek swab and some paperwork. A fight between two homeless men outside the Walmart in Quincy Tuesday resulted in both of them being arrested. Police say 48-year-old Earl Stewart and 49-year-old Michael Malone got into an argument over some tools just after 3:30 Tuesday afternoon in the store parking lot off Falls Boulevard. Malone allegedly attacked Stewart with a machete, and Stewart allegedly pulled out a lighter that resembled a handgun. Both men were arrested and charged with assault and battery. There were no serious injuries. A reminder that lane reductions continue along Quincy Shore Drive for traffic signal maintenance. The state says the lane closures are taking place from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. weekdays between Squanto and Bay State Roads. Police are on scene and traffic patterns are clearly marked. The work is expected to be completed by June 30th. More problems for breathalyzers in Massachusetts. Several district attorneys say they've recently stopped using breathalyzer test results to prosecute suspected drunk drivers, saying officers giving the tests might not have been properly trained. The Worcester County DA says he's just one of several in Massachusetts that are no longer using breathalyzer test results in court after concerns that some of the police officers giving the tests didn't follow proper training procedures. According to the state agency which oversees breathalyzers, 38 officers didn't complete all the phases of their certification process within specified time limits. 17 of those officers ended up administering 72 tests to suspected drunk drivers. 53 of the 72 tests administered by the officers have already been thrown out. The state says it's notifying prosecutors about the other cases. Defense attorneys say the state has tried to hide the problem. The State Office of Alcohol Testing says the breathalyzers themselves are reliable and that it's ready to help DAs do whatever is necessary to start using them again. Longtime Boston Red Sox broadcaster Jerry Remy was released from Massachusetts General Hospital yesterday and is now resting at home after he left the booth early last Friday, according to a statement released by Remy and New England Sports Network. Remy and NESN said that he experienced shortness of breath during the third inning of last Friday night's Red Sox game against the Toronto Blue Jays at Fenway Park. Remy stepped away from the broadcast as a precaution. A former second baseman for the Red Sox, Remy has served as the team's color analyst on NESN since 1988, calling thousands of Boston baseball games during his career. The 68-year-old has had four cancer diagnoses in his life. Doctors most recently told him that he was cancer-free in November of 2018. Tens of thousands of people have been warned about distracted driving in Massachusetts. since a hands-free law took effect last year. There have been 53,638 motor vehicle citations since the law that said people can no longer drive with a phone in their hands for any reason took effect on February 23rd of 2020. Of those citations, 40,181 were warnings for distracted driving. First offense violations of the law come with a $100 fine. A second offense is $250, and subsequent violations, $500 apiece. Statistics show the country saw nearly 15,000 deadly crashes involving a distracted driver between 2015 and 2019. The percentage of deadly crashes involving distracted driving in Massachusetts was 12%, according to MassDOT. Massachusetts drivers are advised to turn their phone off and put it out of reach before hitting the road. A special exhibit commemorating Juneteenth was unveiled yesterday at the Commonwealth Museum in Dorchester. June 19th marks the day in 1865 the final enslaved people in America learned they had been freed. Now, for the first time, Massachusetts will observe the date as a statewide holiday. The exhibit features a total of 14 documents created from 1641 to 1865. Among them are an order from the Massachusetts Adjutant General announcing the Emancipation Proclamation, the act by the Massachusetts legislature ratifying the 13th Amendment that ended slavery in America, and a letter from Frederick Douglass. Secretary of State Bill Galvin was at the grand opening. The display will be available for public viewing only through the holiday on Saturday. On Tuesday, the U.S. Senate unanimously passed a bill to designate Juneteenth as a federal holiday. The House still needs to take up the measure. If it passes in the House and President Biden signs it, it will be the first new federal holiday since Martin Luther King Day was designated in 1983. There is no better state to live in than Massachusetts, according to a new report, except New Jersey. Wallet Hub's 2021 ranking of the best states to live in has Massachusetts at number 2, right behind the Garden State. The ranking was based on livability factors that range from housing costs and income growth to education rate and quality of hospitals. Massachusetts has top ratings when it comes to education and health, safety, and quality of life measures, but the state is held back by its affordability score, which is 45th out of 50 states. A report in May found that the median home sale price for Massachusetts has climbed above $500,000. Massachusetts also does well when it comes to income growth and has the highest percentage of its population insured. New Hampshire is 8th on the list and is the state with the lowest percentage of its population living in poverty. Rounding out the top 5 are New York, Idaho, and Minnesota. One of President Biden's gifts to Russian President Vladimir Putin at their landmark Swiss summit yesterday was made right here in Massachusetts. The White House said that Biden gave Putin a pair of custom aviators made by Randolph USA. The company opened its Randolph factory in 1973. Over a half century, technology has changed Randolph's work, but certainly not the quality. Each pair takes 6 weeks and about 200 steps to make. Today, their sunglasses are sold globally, and they've been manufacturing for the U.S. military for more than 4 decades. The company is still owned and operated by the two families who started it, working together. Biden also gave Putin a crystal sculpture of an American bison by the Steuben Glass Company of New York. Check of business news this morning, and stocks took a tumble. The Dow down 265, the NASDAQ dropped 33, and the S&P lost 22. Global stocks mostly lower after the Fed indicated it might ease off economic stimulus earlier than previously thought. The dollar gained, the euro fell, oil at just under $72 a barrel. Sports, another win for the Red Sox, 10-8 over the Braves in Atlanta last night. They traveled to Kansas City open up a series with the Royals tomorrow night at 8:10. The National Weather Service forecast today, mostly sunny and pleasant with highs in the upper 70s. Clear, comfortable tonight, low of 59. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a bit warmer, high of 82 degrees. Intermittent clouds on Saturday, maybe an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. High Saturday, 85. For Father's Day on Sunday, partly sunny and warm with highs in the mid-80s. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. A wind out of the west becoming southerly later today and a high tide at 5:33 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, June 17th.